The Realtors Association had argued the rules were invalid because the commission didn't consider the impact they would have on the housing market. But in a 5-2 opinion, the court said the rules don't substantially affect housing costs or availability. Michael Vickerman of the wind power advocacy group Renew Wisconsin says the ruling clears the way for more wind power in the state, but that doesn't mean more turbines will be built because state utilities have already met their requirements for producing renewable energy.
So if you're a wind developer, you say, great, there are no outstanding legal hassle to contend with, but the market for renewable energy, in this case wind power, right now doesn't really exist.
The wind siting rules only affect large wind installations of 100 megawatts or more. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin.